Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by two wonderful young ladies. We have teen Miss Carbon County, Berkeley Brady, and Miss Carbon County herself, Shalice Rahala. Shalice, Berkeley, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, we love it. Thank you.
And, you know, it's nice to know that after a year I can finally get your names right, because that was something that at the start was a bit of a struggle, but we finally got to where we needed to. But, you know, it's crazy to think you've been in these roles a little over a year now, and your time, unfortunately, is starting to come to an end in the Miss Carbon County Scholarship Organization. But it's been a great year for you guys. And, Berkeley, I think we'll start with you as yes. Teen Miss. You look back at your time as Miss Teen Carbon County, lots of great memories, I'm sure, whether it be the parades, the ribbon cuttings, doing different days of service. What stands out to you as your favorite part of this whole journey that you've been on this past year?
Yeah, so as teen, I get to go to Miss Utah's teen, and that was an incredible experience. Thanks to all my amazing sponsors, I got to go. And the stage was just so amazing. I get to perform in front of all of my favorite people. And I even got our mini Miss Adeline Jones to come out and escort me. And she had a blast. She was the cutest little thing. And I wouldn't take anything back from that week. It was seriously the best.
You know, it always looks like you guys are having a great time up there. And that bond that you have with the mini misses, it's incredible to see, because you've kind of taken that big sister role in their lives. Yes. And you can tell you've definitely had an impact on them, and it's always fun to see that develop. Now, looking at your service initiative, you put a heavy emphasis on cyber safety, you know, whether it be social media, anything online. You want kids to be safe. What kind of impact have you seen from all that you've been able to do with it? Because I know you've been going to classrooms, you've been talking to these kids about how to stay safe online. What kind of impact have you seen from this?
So I actually love going to classrooms all the time. I have a book, and it basically just tells my story and my tips and advice on social media safety. And I love the kids' reactions, because they're all super surprised, because my story is where I was sent personal photos and then later tracked. And when they hear that I got tracked, all their faces are like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm here today. Like, we're all good. And then it's just so funny to see all their reactions, and especially from kids that, when it happened to me, I was in sixth grade, and just seeing all the sixth graders that I talked to them about, that they're like, oh, that really happened to you, and it like actually like brings a little light bulb in their brain, like, oh, that can maybe happen to me, and it makes them think a lot more about social media.
You know, ever since we had our first conversation, I've really loved that platform that you're doing, because it's the age of the internet we live in. It's best to be safe, you've been a good job spreading those tips around. As you prepare to give up the sash, give up the crown to the next Miss Teen Carbon County, what advice would you give them as they step into this role to help them find some success in that position?
One thing I would give is spread your platform as much as you can, because through the year, you don't have that much time. Spread it as much as you can, because that's something you should be passionate about. That's something that you should love, that you should be able to spread about. And another thing I would say is get close with your littles. I actually look up to them so much, even though they say they're supposed to look up to me and Shalice, but I look up to them so much, and it's going to be super sad not seeing them every day.
And, you know, you guys definitely have a great bond. I mean, everywhere I've seen you guys, I don't think I've ever seen any of you guys with a frown on your face. You're always so happy, so cheery, so positive, and out in the community.
Now,
before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I want to thank Carbon County for letting me serve them this year, and I want to thank all of you guys for letting us come on the radio all the time, and I want to thank Shalice, because I love her so much, and I couldn't have done this year without her.
And we want to give a big thank you to you. You've had such a positive impact on our community out there, serving us in so many different ways. You've been truly a benefit to the county, so we want to thank you for your time.
That means so much. Thank you.
Again, that was Teen Miss Berkeley Brady. We move now to Miss Carbon County herself, Shalice Rahala. Shalice, it's a pleasure to get you in here again. Thanks for taking the time, as always, to come talk to us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And, you know, it's crazy to think that this years-long journey is almost to a close. You've done so much in the community. It feels like just yesterday we were sitting in the studio for the first time doing our introductory interview, and now we're here. So it's crazy to think about. But kind of looking back at your time as Miss Carbon County, what memories stand out to you as kind of a standout experience during your time in this role?
I mean, there's so many memories I could go over. This whole year has just been the best experience I could ever have. But any memory with my royalty sisters is just the best. And I can't, like Berkeley said, reflecting on what she said, is I can't believe I won't see them every day. It's something that's so special, our bonds. And just going through this year of being with them, giving back to our community, going on our Ensenada, Mexico trip for a humanitarian trip, and being able to spread my platform has been the best thing I could ever do.
And, you know, we talked about the pageant experience with Berkeley a second ago. You had the opportunity to go to the Miss Utah competition.
Yes.
Reflecting on that about a month later, what was that experience like to you, and what did it mean to you?
It meant so much. Being able to bring my platform statewide is something so important to me. With having mental health issues through my family and friends and personally experience it, being able to talk about it and bring it to light of people through the state of Utah was so important. And building those relationships with other SASH sisters throughout Utah was so much fun. And just being able to have women support women was so important.
And, you know, I've really loved both of your platform choices here. Mental health, such an important topic. There's a lot of stigma that surrounds it. And I think you've done a good job getting out in the community, trying to break some of that. And, you know, not to take shots at other pageants, but I feel like sometimes people choose some very superficial things to platform themselves on. You guys have chosen things that will have meaningful impact in this community and beyond for years to come. So I think you guys did a great job in promoting those. Now, as you prepare up to give up the crown, Shalice, for the next Miss Carbon County, whoever it may be, what advice would you give to her as she steps into this role, as she becomes Miss Carbon County for the next year?
Kind of just what you said and Berkeley said. I mean, make sure your platform's something you're passionate about. It's something you have a whole year to do to be able to have a voice and bring awareness on. So make sure you're passionate about it, because it's made this year so much better for me in Berkeley. Mm-hmm. And to just enjoy the time. It goes so fast. And to build that relationship with your royalty sisters, you're going to laugh like family, you're going to fight like family, you're going to love like family. But just remember that in the end, what's important is your relationships. So make sure that you stand close to those around you.
And Shalice, we'd like to thank you for always taking the time to come talk to us, and for all the work that you've done out in our community, whether it be through your initiative, whether it be just being out and about in the community. You guys have done so much to help our community grow and become a better place. So we sincerely want to thank both of you for always being there for our area. You've had such a positive impact.
Thank you so much.
Again, that was Miss Carbon County Shalice Rahala and Teen Miss Berkeley Brady. We were reflecting on their year in their positions as it comes to a close, but not for the Miss Carbon County program. They're going to keep on pushing and pushing, and great things are going to continue to happen for our community. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.